This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault. The losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. As security quickly gets worse in Afghanistan, the United States is sending troops to help evacuate some personnel from its embassy. Britain's government has announced that it will also send 600 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate its personnel. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Some 3,000 troops will enter Afghanistan in the next 2 days to help with a partial evacuation of the U.S. embassy in Kabul. The State Department's ordering more Americans to leave as the Taliban continue a fast offensive and now effectively control two-thirds of the country.
We have been gravely concerned by developments.
Spokesman Ned Price says the embassy will stay open, just drop to a core staff at the Pentagon.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
John Kirby says the troops will be there to help the evacuation, not get involved in the war again. The U.S. role in the war formally ends August 31st. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is